CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOA News Time is 8:54, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We've got Everett Weems, we've got Terry Weems joining us from the Emporia Church of the Nazarene.
Good morning, Everett. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Chuck, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Outstanding.
Right. Hello, Terry.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're good. And the last time we had a chance to talk with both of you, we were talking about a special shoe donation and distribution project. And the way it sounds, Terry, is we are closing in on the deadline for this.
I am so grateful to be in a community that is so giving. We are at 65 bags, and each bag has 25 wonderful pairs of shoes. And we have 35 more bags to push for 3 weeks, and that's 875 pairs that we need. We have had such a blessing of shoes. New shoes, used shoes, gently worn shoes, size 15 shoes to size newborn shoes. And it's just been a blessing. I've never seen so many shoes in all my life.
Well, I bet.
It's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. You know, this started out as a fundraiser for our live nativity to help with to pay for our animals and things, but it's really become a mission project. When you think about where these shoes will be going, and they go to 26 different countries of the most impoverished countries in the north. I think it's the northwestern hemisphere, Port-au-Prince. In Haiti, they go to the Dominican Republic, Venezuela, so many different countries. And most of those countries, people, their mode of transportation is walking. And a lot of those people do not have shoes or have shoes that have no soles hardly at all or anything. So this is a real opportunity to help those families that they sponsor from Miami, the company that we're working for, to send down to be able to help those families. There's 4,000 families that set up a micro business, and it helps raise money for their families.
Everett, what does it mean for you to see this time? Granted, it seems like there is a pretty good push that's needed here to close out the month, but to get to this point here where you have literally hundreds of shoes that have already been donated, what's running through your mind here as you push here towards the end?
Well, I echo a lot of what Terry just said there. Like I said, we have distribution points here in town. We have a box that's out in front of our Potter Bees. And, of course, Brown's Shoe Fit, they have a box there, and we have two in the mall and one at Genesis. But I think what's exciting is that as I go around to these locations, or some of our volunteers from the church go to these other locations, is seeing the response from the community. There's been times where Terry or I have been bagging shoes in the Potter Beef Fellowship Hall, and we've just emptied the box, and then we go back outside, and the box is filled again.
It's exciting.
It just kind of blows your mind a little bit that, you almost think, like that one commercial where the ninjas come and put the mats down in the car or something. People just have been so giving, and we're so appreciative, and we're hoping that this reminder just lets people know that we're down to about 3 weeks, like you said.
Yeah.
And if somebody didn't hear the initial conversation, that this is something that they can check with us on. Terry, she'll have to give you the Facebook stuff. That's technology. I don't do that.
Have Earth Day coming up too, and one of the great positive things about this is the fact that when we recycle these shoes, we're keeping them out of the landfill. And for Earth Day, I would challenge everybody to give one pair of shoes. in Emporia. We would just blow it out of the water. And we'd save, you know, save stuff from our landfills. So, I've had people say, how do you handle stinky, smelly shoes? My son's shoes are stinky. And I just kind of laughed, and I said, well, Jesus washed feet. That's, you know, I can do this. This is not bad. But I'll tell you, when you open up the door, you can smell shoes. It's not like in the room that we're storing them in. But, I mean, they are going to be disinfected and cleaned and sent to these families. So it's just a blessing all around. It's really been fun. And some of the styles are just wild. I love it. I think it's so exciting. I do have a Facebook page that I try to keep our information on as far as how many bags and stuff. And it's just called, let me remember what I have it on for sure. It's Collecting Gently Worn Shoes is what it's our Facebook page. Collecting Gently Worn Shoes. If you type that in, it'll come up. And I've just been trying to keep that, up to date for everybody that wants to know. And I have had a lot of people say, how much time do I have? So that's why we really are thankful that you're letting us get on here and push it a little bit and say, you know, now's the time to start getting those closets cleaned out.
Okay.
It doesn't cost you anything. That's what's so wonderful, but it makes you feel good to give.
All right. So, Terry, once again, where are the drop-off locations?
The drop-off locations are at Brown Shoe Fit, at Genesis. That's kind of the downtown areas. And then at the mall, there's two drop boxes there. And then at our church, when you go into the parking lot on the west side by Potter Beach, there's a box there that you can drop them by any time of the day.
Outstanding. Okay. Well,
yeah, we're excited to hear the response has been. So how many pairs of shoes have you collected already?
1,625 pairs of shoes.
Yes. And they've been new. They're new. Some of them have been brand new shoes. I'm telling you, Emporia is so giving. Yeah. We are so blessed to be in a community like this. But yeah, that's a lot of shoes. And those bags get heavy with 25 pairs. And we've had beautiful boots and just spiky heels, all kinds of things. So it's just interesting. And you just think, who are these shoes going to bless? It's just wonderful.
Indeed. Well, let us know how we can get, well, I should ask, what number or social media should we need to be driven towards to get more information on this here the next 2 to 3 weeks?
You can go to the Facebook page, Collecting Gently Worn Shoes, or you can call the church office, and that is 620-342-2858. Today we're having a blood drive at our church from 12 to 6. So there's going to be cars in the parking lot. Don't let that deter anybody from dropping shoes off. Just come over and drop them off. And, if you want to check and see if you want to give blood today, that'd be great, too.
Yeah. American Red Cross blood drive going on. All right.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
It's a great day to be in Emporia.
Well, thank you both. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, guys, for having us on. We
Ron,
really appreciate
it. Ron, we're so
glad
you're doing well.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you much.
Yes. All right. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Everett Weems and Terry Weems, the Emporia Church of the Nazarene. Their shoe drive is going extraordinarily well.
And this is now the time to have it, that big time finishing kick to really put it in the stratosphere. Yeah. So, again, if you can help out the Church of the Nazarene, please do that. Want to let you know here really quick.